Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So the spotlight in the Republican presidential primaries has swung to former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and he's not backing down on his strong beliefs. Here's part of his exchange last night on the topic of same-sex marriage at a forum of college students in Concord.
Are we saying that everyone should have the right to marry? Yes. Everyone. Yes. Okay. So anyone can marry anybody else. Okay. So anybody can marry anybody else. So anybody can marry several people. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Stop. No, this is not participatory. We're not going to do this. Okay. I'm going to ask the question. If people want to respond, I'll be happy to call on.
Rick Santorum had previously compared homosexuality to bestiality. That led gay rights advocate Dan Savage to, well, savage him online. If you Google the name Santorum, Dan Savage's definition comes up first. Rick Santorum is also a staunch opponent of abortion, and alone among the candidates, he opposes contraceptives. Here he is on that topic on cable TV's Night Beat.
I don't think it works. I think it's harmful to women. I think it's harmful to our society to have a society that says that, you know, sex outside of marriage is something that should be encouraged or tolerated, particularly among the young. And we've seen very, very harmful long-term consequences to a society. So birth control to me enables that, and I don't think it's a healthy thing for our country.
But Rick Santorum also has tremendous appeal on the campaign trail. And in the Rasmussen polls, nationally, Rick Santorum has jumped up to second place with 21%. Mitt Romney leads with 29%. John Misek is a political reporter with the Morning Call in Allentown, Pennsylvania. John, Rick Santorum has even said states should have the right to ban contraceptives.
Well, Robin, that exchange for the college kids is certainly vintage Santorum. Mr. Santorum is a devout Roman Catholic, and will speak about his faith if asked. He opposes contraception and, in fact, has seven children with his wife, Karen, the latest one, I think, being born in 2008.
Well, Rick Santorum and his wife both cried on the campaign trail in Iowa about a miscarriage. That resonates with a lot of voters. But he's not just against homosexual acts. When sodomy laws were challenged in the Supreme Court, he said that mutually consenting adults don't have a constitutional right to privacy with respect to sexual acts. And he said at the time, if the Supreme Court says you have the right to consensual sex within your home, which they did, trumping the sodomy acts, then you have the right to bigamy, you have the right to polygamy, you have the right to incest and adultery. Here he is speaking about what he said about the Supreme Court decision at the Centennial Institute.
If the Supreme Court gives the right of individuals the constitutional right to consensual sexual activity, then you have the right to incest, you have the right to all sorts, polygamy, you name it. You have the right to anything if it's consent. When I said that, the gay community went ballistic.
It was comments like these that seemed to upend him in his last Senate run in Pennsylvania. Tell us about that.
That's right. I mean, you couldn't turn around in 2006 in that race against Democrat Bob Casey without hearing that now infamous interview with the Associated Press being mentioned by somebody. You know, at the time, those comments were pretty radioactive, and, you know, they were deployed quite artfully against Mr. Santorum.
The specific comments were the ones that so angered Dan Savage when he said, you know, not just man on man, referring to homosexuality, but man on dog.
Yeah, you know, that's right, and Mr. Savage started that web page sparking Senator Santorum's infamous Google problem. That's really who Rick Santorum is. He's unapologetic about his beliefs, and he is vocal in them, and he paid a huge political price for that against Democrat Bob Casey, losing by 18 points in 2006, that very big anti-Republican, big Democratic year. There it was.
Rick Santorum was also criticized for his involvement in the 2009 scandal that resulted in the resignation of Nevada Senator John Ensign. Ensign was having an affair with an aide. The husband of the aide found out and wrote to Santorum, who was at Fox News at the time. But instead of helping out the husband or reporting on the scandal, according to the Ethics Committee report, Rick Santorum tipped off John Ensign that the scandal was about to erupt. So there is a long list, but as we said, there's also an appeal. We see what happened out of Iowa. You've seen him on the campaign trail. What is the appeal?
Well, Rick Santorum is very much of southwestern Pennsylvania. Now, we've heard this story now a couple of times since the Iowa caucuses. The son of a coal miner, culturally conservative, comes from a working-class, blue-collar background, and he's expert at deploying that in one-on-one contacts. He works incredibly, incredibly hard. He held literally hundreds of events across Iowa in the days leading up to the caucus, and he's very good at those sort of one-on-one contacts that mean so much to voters. You know, there's just, for example, when he announced his White House bid in Somerset County last summer, there was a woman who was taken by the heat, and Santorum actually paused for a moment to make sure that the woman was taken care of and given water and medical assistance. Mm-hmm. And it's little moments like those that kind of humanize the candidate. I mean, he has this sort of dragon reputation, but if you get him under the right circumstances, he can actually be a reasonably approachable guy.
Well, Boston Globe columnist Brian McGorry, no soft touch, writes that he had that very response when he saw Rick Santorum just recently in New Hampshire. He said he was terrific. Brian writes, "I was just about to slip under his spell when I remembered that Rick Santorum blamed the Boston Church sex abuse scandal on Boston liberals." So.
Yeah, well, you know, there is that, and he can turn on, Santorum can turn on a dime. If you ask him the wrong question at the wrong time, and if he doesn't like the way you're phrasing it, there's this sort of very famous Santorum sneer where the upper lip sort of curls up at the corner, and you know, you get the hairdryer treatment from the guy. So you know, there is that component to his personality as well.
Well, we'll have to see which Rick Santorum appears on the campaign trail in New Hampshire and how they respond. John Micek, political reporter for the Morning Call in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much,
Robin. Thank you.